This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, March 26. Jesus conquers all for us. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Most of the conquerors in history have been egotistical thugs. They established kingdoms by their own power and for their own glory, often killing many thousands of people to do so. But what we learn from Scripture is that Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has conquered all things by laying down his own life as a ransom for us. By doing that, he broke the power of sin's hold on us. And that means no other power in all creation, or even in the spiritual realms, can separate us from God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sometimes the challenges we face are from circumstances and other people. But the root of all challenges to our faith comes from spiritual forces that are at war with God. Those spiritual powers would love to destroy us, but they cannot touch us because of God's protection in Christ. Jesus has already won the battle. And because he won, we win. When Jesus rose from the dead, he overcame the ultimate weapon of the forces of evil, death. Never again can Satan and the powers of evil have a hold on us, because Jesus has brought us into everlasting life. With him, we are more than conquerors. Pray with me. Jesus, you won. You won for us. Help us to stand firm against all influences that want to challenge our faith in you. Help us to live for you each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.